Hello, everybody. Christ is risen. This is Father John on Bright Thursday. And to talk about John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Today's recording will be a bit shorter, but I figured I would get something out. So as usual, we'll read the passage from Scripture, and then we'll talk about a few of the key phrases. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. And ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And man hath ascended up to heaven, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So first we want to ask the question, who was Nicodemus? And here we want to understand that he was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Council of the Jews, that was headed by the high priest after the Jews had been in exile and then were in Palestine once again, but not in political control of it. Saint Nicodemus would ultimately be cast out of the synagogue for his belief in Christ and live out his days with Saint Gamaliel. Now notice he says, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. And here we need to observe that Nicodemus's faith was still weak. But we also need to observe Nicodemus's humility in listening to our Lord's instruction. Because if we pay attention carefully to the gospel, we'll notice that his faith grows stronger. And consequently, he stops being secretive about his faith in Christ and proclaims it openly. We see that in John chapter 7, verses 50 and 51, when Nicodemus defends Jesus before the Sanhedrin. And finally, he's quite public about his faith as he, along with the myrrh bearers and Saint Joseph, prepare the dead body of Jesus for burial. And this should remind us, you know, ourselves, that the passage in Scripture that says, they shall go from glory to glory and strength to strength, that we always want to be reaching forward to the next step in the spiritual life, not being satisfied with effectively what is stagnation. Okay, then notice he says, our Savior that is, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And here, of course, he means holy baptism. But this is a heavenly rebirth. Now, of course, Nicodemus is confused about this and says, because he's thinking about it as a physical rebirth, how can a man be born when he is old? And notice that our Savior says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And here we want to see the words water and the Spirit to be a direct reference to baptism and chrismation. Now, with respect to the question of baptism, have in mind this little passage from St. John Chrysostom. He says, that is St. John Chrysostom, In baptism, all these take place at once: burial, death, resurrection, and life. For when we immerse our heads in the water, the old man is buried as in a tomb below, and wholly sunk forever. Then, as we raise them again, the new man rises in turn. Thrice is this done, that you may learn that the power of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit fulfills all these things. Now, we have to recall then our baptism and the fact that we laid aside our old life in order to embrace the life in Christ, that we died within him. We died in the font and rose a new man in Christ. And this also should be a great, this should be a tremendous consolation to us, insofar as the, if someone's already died, if somebody has already died, they can't have any more fear. And think about this, in life we're confronted by all sorts of fears. But if we are alive in Christ, having put the old man aside, then we can overcome that fear. And in relation to that, think about what St. Paul says, and I'll read this to you, and then we'll end for today. What St. Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthians, he says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." So here we see even St. Paul talking about all of these incredible trials that he went through, and that it would seem even above his strength, and that it would tempt them even to despair. But what kept them from despair? He tells us, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. So we do not want to fear the world, for our Savior, and in his resurrection, has overcome it. Amen.